This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About the Good Day program. Some refer to it as Good Day USA or Doug Steffen's Good Day. Knowing what's going on in the world, News Talk Radio is the format and conversation about the issues of the day, things that in most instances, when you get right down to brass tacks, Ken Kessler, who's here with me in this hour, mean ratings for conversation stations anyway. The ratings are good, thank you very much. And the essence of our conversation in this hour, in detail, in depth, the understanding of some of the issues that need a little bit more time. And you get more input, do you think? Is there an hour in the program? We're on 6 hours a day. Is there an hour in the program when you think you get more input from listeners than others? Or is it pretty even, do you think?
I think it's pretty even.
Mm-hmm. All right, even Steven. The issue at the moment for us consideration, the president trying to broaden, I take a breath here, because this is so expansive, or could be, so involving, and already is really, the plans to expand the airstrikes and to form an international coalition to take on the ISIS extremists reflect kind of a new direction for this president, who has generally been deeply reluctant to use the U.S. military. In this circumstance, again, one wonders, I think, about the military-industrial complex. Who ignited this? Where did it all start? Is that an important part of the consideration here? Or at this point, do we just have to, as a collective, do we just have to get to the bottom line and try to put an end to these people? The president's going to outline plans for an expanded campaign to defeat these violent subhumans. The ISIS group in Iraq and Syria, the cooperation from allies in Europe, cooperation from allies in the Middle East, cooperation from allies from other parts of the world, an aggressive effort to build support starts on Capitol Hill today, and apparently with the American public tomorrow. Congressional leaders from both parties are in the White House today. The speech detailing the strategy will be made during prime time tomorrow. It's certainly, you gotta, is there, under the circumstances, a correlative here? The president making the speech on the eve of September 11th. Officials say they don't believe that the Islamic State currently has the capacity to carry out that sort of an attack. Administration sees an urgent need to stop them. What do you think about this? Why is it now? Is there a coincidence? The Islamic State says that it will target the U.S. It says it wants to be more powerful than Al-Qaeda. And in the last, what, 4, 5, 6 months, how long have they really been in existence? Has it is, in my mind, it's not coincidental, Kenny, that this all took place at the same time where these people organized themselves around the time when we were aiding the rebels in Syria, and the weapons that they're using, most of them are American-made.
Yeah, well, it's, we get lied to so much that it's hard not to look at anything that happens and think, well, what's really going on here?
Hope and change. Same guy. So is there, but do we have to put that aside to look at this and try to, again, correct our mistakes that nobody will admit they made in the first place? President pressing Iraq's government to fulfill pledges to form a more inclusive government. You know, they fight among themselves. They're a perfect target because they're fighting among themselves. Let us learn from this, ladies and gentlemen. Let us learn when there are influences from outside, we normally get together. We normally put aside our differences internally, but still, there is a message here, it seems to me, anyway. I think there is a tremendous message. We put more ground troops in there, we pull them out. Now we're going to put them back in again. Officials say air power is the way to give cover to Iraqi forces, but they have put their weapons down. They don't want to fight with these guys. They aren't cut out of the same cloth, at least the average person. A lot of the Iraqis that were fighting against us, shoot them up, shoot first, run away, shoot, run away, shoot, run away. These ISIS troops, they don't do that. They're happy to stand up and they do as much as blood. Well, they're cowards, though, the way they kill people. You see how that's done. But at any rate, they're still having an impact. So, how or what do we read into all of this? In a moment, Ivan Elin, who is an expert policy person when it comes to the Middle East, is with us to discuss more about ISIS here on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-Cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-Cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with a Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-Cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA certified organic shade grown. Top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastley Farm. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Ivan Elin is a senior fellow director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's here with some regularity because he's very close to what's going on in the Middle East with ISIS. So, Ivan, yesterday, President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron declared that the nations will not be cowed by extremists. So what? What does that mean?
Well, I don't think it means very much in itself, but it is sort of an indication that politicians have to, you know, be seen as responding to, you know, things that happen in the news.
But don't people want action here? Don't Americans want some kind of action? Don't people around the world want some kind of action? These people keep getting stronger and bigger and pushier, and we're just standing around flapping our jaws.
Well, I think there's a difference between what seems to be and what is, and that is the fact that if you want to fight terrorism, if you're doing it in a very public way, you're probably creating more terrorists than you're getting rid of. The same is true with guerrillas. You have to fight them. The only way to get rid of this group, and they are more than a terrorist group, they do hold territory. Now, that can be a disadvantage, but it can also be an advantage because you can you have something to attack. With Al-Qaeda, they were always in the shadows, that sort of thing. But this group is mainly a regional threat right now, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And so I think we ought to treat it as a regional threat rather than a threat to the U.S. Now, there could be a few straggling fighters coming back, and that's a job for Homeland Security. But what they're currently doing with airstrikes, it's really an untenable strategy. If you're fighting counterinsurgency, and this is an insurgency, not just terrorism, you have to have boots on the ground. Now, I'm not advocating U.S. boots on the ground because actually they're inferior to local forces. Now, the reason for that is, I'm not saying that U.S. forces are not more capable in themselves than, say, the forces of Turkey or Iraq or whatever. But the problem that you have with guerrillas is that the local forces have local knowledge, they have local intelligence, and also they're not perceived as being foreigners. And that's a really big thing, as we found out in Afghanistan, Iraq, as the Soviets found out in Afghanistan as well. But foreigners are not given much of a break, even if they're very powerful foreigners like the U.S. The people will, you know, wave and smile during the day, and at night they'll be fighting with the guerrillas. So right. I think you need local. Well, the best way to do it is to train local forces. Unfortunately, you know, we don't really have a local force at this time that we can rely on, and that's a big problem. So Obama has a problem. These airstrikes probably just create more terrorists than they're killing because they inadvertently hit civilians, even if they're not intending to, and they, you know, you're bombing from thousands of feet up in the air, and you really do need boots on the ground. You need local forces, and those need to be trained over time. I don't think this threat, though, is as acute as most people think that as far as hitting the U.S. Now, certainly the regional people are threatened by this, but we need to let the regional people take the lead, and that's actually the best thing to do. So I think it's going to have to be a long strategy over time, you know, training and building up local forces, perhaps, you know, Turkey or some of the other countries there. And we may even have to, God help us, work with people we don't like Iran, because Iran has a big incentive to beat back this group, and probably one of the bigger, you know, one of the countries that has the biggest incentive to do so.
You said in this piece in the Huffington Post that criticism toward Obama ignores history and logic. You talk about Afghanistan. Well, in Afghanistan, we supposedly taught the people there how to fight. The Iraqis, we supposedly taught them how to fight, yet they can't run away fast enough from these people.
Yeah, but they're really the only hope in the long term. These things are hard. You want to avoid getting into these. I wrote a book recently that The Failure of Counterinsurgency, Why Hearts and Minds Are Seldom Won. So it's very difficult to fight insurgencies simply because unless you want to torch the whole country, and of course we're unwilling to do that, being a democracy and that sort of thing, so it's very difficult to win an insurgency.
Maybe we better
The guerrillas blend back into the population.
Maybe we should convince Putin, then, that this is a threat to him, because he wouldn't be worried about knocking them all off, and we sit back and watch him go to town. That's somewhat silly, but maybe, I don't know, as realistic as anything else we've looked at here. Ivan Elin from the Independent Institute here on Good Day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yes, we do. We had it yesterday. See, you're wrong again.
Kenny, did we have it yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. We did have it yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Let me find it. Hold on.
Well, if you had been listening to me during the break, I said there is in the sound panel the song from yesterday from Garth Brooks that's brand new. And we were talking about Garth having released it on his own. And then what made it even more palpable or more, is it palpable? No, palatable, the essence of what he said during an interview yesterday on television was about how great the radio is, in fact, for selling his music.
And somebody sits here and says, oh, it's okay if you hear yourself on the radio, and they're lying to you. It's the greatest thing on the planet.
It doesn't get old.
No, no, no. It's fantastic.
What a cute. He sounds genuinely excited.
He sounds like a good guy. I'd actually like to have a conversation. Have we ever had him on this program?
No, we have not.
We should get him.
He retired, so I mean, he was pretty much off the map for a while.
Not retired now. All right, so this is called People to People, I believe, is it not? People loving people. And a great recipe for fixing a lot of the problems that we have. I think we ought to listen to the lyric on it. Crack it up if you hit.
No quick fix at the end of a need up. It's just people loving people. Whoa. Talk is cheap and lies are true. We fear what we don't understand.
Fear what we don't understand.
We've been scared since time again.
Yeah, I think this is an important record.
All the colors and the curtains circle around us on the spin.
Will people pay more attention to the message because of who's singing it?
People.
Loving people. Will people spend more time thinking about this? In a sense, like they did to John Lennon when Imagine came out. I think they will, frankly. He's a universal. He sells out his concerts in minutes. No matter where it is, the venue here, overseas, makes no difference. Tickets go up. in minutes, literally minutes.
And he does
they're
a very
gone.
Simple show too. I've seen him before, and it,
really?
You know, it, he's out there and he's singing his heart out.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a lot of pyrotechnics.
No, there's a lot of other people do. People, loving people. Crank it up. The enemy of everything is evil. I'd like to publish these. Kenny, can you find these lyrics somewhere? Let's put them up. Publish them at DougStephan.com. Put them on Facebook.
They're not released. They're not released yet.
Oh, they aren't? So we have to sit and copy them down on a piece of paper.
You don't mind, though, do you, Kenny?
Yeah. All right, so let's see if we can get them when they come out. Let's post them. Because this is my philosophy. People loving people. Got to fix all these horrible problems. And the psychology of it is very simple. Give everybody else a break. That's what you need to do. And we're all guilty of not doing that. And thus, we have people who always want to be right. People who are right some of the time. We're all right. Some of the time. Some of us are more right more often than others, and sometimes it doesn't matter, but yet there are people who need to be right. They need to blow the horn when they're in the car behind somebody who's going slow. Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. At any rate, I think that's an excellent song. I have always sort of just liked him. And I'm not a fan of country, new country music. I love the old country stuff. But Garth Brooks is an excellent stand-up guy. George Strait is, too, when it comes to representing that format of that kind of music. 28 after this is good day.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
You're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A certain amount of security. I'm told by a psychologist that it's good for people, Kenny, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan on the Good Day program in this hour, good for people to be able to count on hearing or seeing or feeling the same way as they start each day. With all the news, all of the conversation, people have said goodbye to much of the security in their lives. But there's something about a morning radio program or a radio program that you listen to at any time, especially if you are alone and don't have a lot of friends. The radio companion, in this case, I guess it would be us, is here. And so when people are, they tune in the radio and they're confronted, if that's the right word, by or they're exposed to the same sort of that voice, the positive voice. Hi, it's 33 after the hour, you know, that sort of thing. Then there is, there's a feeling that goes with that, and maybe that's why I have been doing this as long as I have, because I actually like the feeling. I like the feeling of knowing you're there, and you like the feeling of knowing that I'm here and we're here. So that's a good thing. This is the in-depth hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, in which we take usually a few issues. The list is shorter. Normally during regular hours when we're all together, we take apart as many as 13, 14, 15 pieces of information and just kind of lay them on you. Maybe look to you and your input. 888-302-3684, by the way, is the way to be in touch with us on the phone. And you can email Ken or Doug or any of the people that you see listed who are on the program at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The psychology of how it is that we approach issues, or we just kind of, I guess my question, my wonder here, is thinking about what you know about yourself. What is there about what goes on in your life that you understand pretty much completely? Not all of us. Matter of fact, most of us don't understand ourselves completely. Kenny, do you think you have complete understanding of how you think and you have an attitude toward something? Do you understand why you do most of the time?
I like to think that I do, but I find that I often surprise myself. So,
but that's the best way. Speaking of surprises, I'm going to go down this road, and you'll see where I'm going in a few moments. Students in Austria sitting down to take a university entrance exam, you know, as with public schools, universities in our country, and certainly in Europe, opening up for business, if you will, this past week. So these students found themselves with a guaranteed pass, at least for a minute or two. The test that they were taking already had the answers filled in. University said 144 would-be psychology students were given the wrong envelopes. Instead of the normal testing, they were handed copies with answers meant for the professors who were grading them. The exams were collected. University psychology department head said that the students would be retested. But imagine the feeling, the elation, or what do you feel when you have the opportunity to, I don't know if this would be cheating, but you have the opportunity to think about this, and the reason that you would feel good about seeing something like this, when in fact the object was to test what you knew, and you didn't have to be tested. You could get a, as they say, a free pass. Here's your pass. You have the answers. And I just thought it was more interesting there isn't a psychology class than any other class, because psychology is one of those things that's very, very, very objective. Is that right? No, subjective. It's not objective. Psychology is very, very, very subjective. So anyway, that's, imagine yourself, if you ever think back to your high school days, especially when the tests seemed to get harder and harder all the time. Chemistry. If I'd have had somebody to give me the answers to those chemistry tests, whew, it would have been like heaven. But you wouldn't learn anything, right? But in what class were you involved, Kenny, where you wish somebody would give you the answers? Was Latin, actually, for me. What was it for you?
Oh, God, Latin. Yeah, I think in college, statistics, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, history, I was really bad with remembering dates.
Really?
So that would have been helpful, yeah.
Yeah, I guess dates, yeah. I think I remember Lit and Fine Arts in college. We had to memorize what all of the essence, the picture, who did it, what's its name. And then today I wonder back, as I think about it, I remember the guy's name was Hostetler, who was the prof in that class. And I was sitting next to a very good friend of mine, who happened to have the highest grade point average of anybody at Heidelberg. And I hope some of it would rub off on me. And it didn't. I flunked that semester. Couldn't remember for the life of me. It's like scripts and things when I am asked to do commercials and people want me to learn a script and be in front of a camera or something. It's like acting in a sense. I'm not good at it. And I know I have a psychological hole in my head someplace because it's about control and that sort of thing. I don't want to use somebody else's words. I want to use my words. So, another psychological circumstance. This report at DougStefan.com, the story of a 15-year-old girl from Florida who, if you look at the picture that is posted there, she had to wear a shame suit for a dress code violation. As school began, this young lady's name is Miranda Larkin, sophomore at Oakley High School in Orange Park, Florida. She was told by a teacher that her skirt was too short. So this is as the day begins at this school. Young lady said, quote, I was in the hallway and I got stopped by a teacher who told me my skirt was too short, sent me to the office. Office told me that I was going to have to change and put on an outfit that emphasized that I had broken the dress code. The dress code violation outfit consists of a neon yellow T-shirt with the phrase across the front of it, quote, dress code violation, emblazoned on the front of it in capital letters, along with red sweatpants with the same message on it. You can see the picture at DougStefan.com. The school has said this is to embarrass you. This is Miranda writing on her Facebook. I think it's a Facebook page story, right, Kenny? This came out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Post here. It's supposed to embarrass you so you don't do it again. Would that what's the psychology of that? What's the psychology of embarrassing somebody? Does that work? Again, I would ask you to think about circumstances in your own life. Have you been embarrassed? Have you gone through something? I remember having to write something on the blackboard when I was a student. And I remember when I was a teacher asking students who were rude in class. I remember once having a boy in the eighth grade. I remember his name. His name was Zingarelli. Isn't that funny? I can remember that. That was 40 years ago. More than 40 years ago. John Zingarelli was his name. Big, tall, redheaded kid, kind of a doofus. Not a bad kid at all, but he couldn't sit still and he couldn't stop interrupting everything. So I had him right across the blackboard after school. I will not interrupt anymore in class. And he, you know what? He never did again. Could you think that you could do that today? I don't think so. So that brings me around to something that also is part of a lot of common conversation about the problems of autism and how you can turn autism around. A lot of people think it's a psychological program. Some people think it's physical. Some people think it's emotional. But if you have a child that has autism, you watch cues. For example, if there's a game of peekaboo that we all used to play, the University of California has been studying this, found an intense experiment with parents of infants who show clear signs of autism when they're babies. One of the most hopeful signs yet, if you diagnose autism early, is that you can rewire their brains. You know, I've said this many times, don't let your children watch television before they're three. Or look at a computer before they are three, because the brains are not wired yet. And this is the proof that my theory is right. You can rewire the brain by activity and persistence. So perhaps there's some hope. There have been a number of stories about this in the last three or four days. Autism as it presents early in infants and how to work around it. You might want to check those out. Speaking of checking things out, Dr. Joy Brown, who's our psychologist, our resident psychologist, radio psychologist, talks with us next about the prisoners who have been released from prison this past week. 30 years in jail.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious. Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible. Stay responsible.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Here's the story of Henry McCollum and Leon Brown, who both walked out of prison yesterday, free men, after DNA evidence implicated somebody else in the rape and murder of a North Carolina child 30 years ago. Both of these men were teenagers at the time, Joy. One of them, McCollum, in fact, said to the press that was outside waiting for them to come out, "Ain't no anger in my heart. I forgive these people. I don't like what they've done to me and my brother because they took 30 years away from me for no reason, but I don't hate them." Man, that's a strong dude after 30 years in the slammer for doing something you didn't do. So what do they do with the rest of their lives under the circumstances, Joy? How do they, I mean, they can say it, but do they really, can you believe it after all of that?
Depends how good their lawyer is, I guess. Now, you know, there are people who really are able to do that. And, you know, one of the things that's a little less surprising, if they've been in prison for 2 years or 3 years, they may be a little angrier. I think one of the things that, it's interesting, I saw a play about women in prison last night. But it seems that there are really two kinds of people who exist in the prison population. There's people who fight it the whole time and people who somehow literally do it a day at a time, and they seem saner. They avail themselves of education in prison. They quite often get religion. Whatever it is that lets them get through that experience more or less intact, and people who fight it the whole time. And Leon sounds like one of those people who, for whatever reason, decided to sort of make to do the time and make the best of it he could. Which and they come out the other end much saner. Quite often, you'll hear people all the time who went in who were not unfairly accused, but who, or maybe sometimes were, who come out sort of stronger in terms of their faith, in terms of their ability to deal with whatever the world is. It's sort of, I guess it's like anything else, is that it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. And
he's
a particularly extreme example. Yeah,
in your own life, this happening.
Well, I actually in my career have done 5 days in prison three separate times, voluntarily, I would add.
Right. Yeah.
And then when that door slams,
right.
and I know I can get out, and I know that it's sort of something I'm choosing to do, and that I'm going to be safe, and I'm not really going to be part of the prison population in any meaningful way, and I'm only going to be, and it still scares the living daylights out of me. I promise you, I run my life by thinking, do you really want to go to prison? And the answer is no. And white collar, green collar, you know, no collar. Don't lock me up. So yeah, I mean, I think it's scary. Although you have to remember that part of this, unfortunately, you know, in the same way that when Jose became Joe, that society treated him differently, that for my, you know, for me and for you, for all of us, basically, the idea of prison is unthinkable. You have to remember, if you're a young
African-American male in the society, the chances are 50-50 you're going to go to very slammer. True. The chances are 50-50 that someone in your family has. It's viewed as a rite of passage. Right. That's a problem in our society.
And both it's these really men were black, as a matter of fact. Yeah. All right, that's an interesting way and a very compelling way of describing how this works in the mind of these people. Thank you. Dr. Joy Brown, again, check out our website, drjoy.com. In a moment, we strategize with you on how to build your net worth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's 3 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen of the Good Day Program. All of us in the troop here, Kenny and Richie and Jennifer, all like to travel. Kenny had a nice trip a week or so ago to Texas, and Richie had a nice trip to Denver, and Jennifer had a nice trip to Hawaii. I'm going to Cleveland tomorrow. What does that tell you about who's traveling where? And I wonder, during this time of year, school gets started, how many of you are taking your children out of school to take a trip? There are parents who are doing this. I don't quite understand when school gets started how people do this or why they do it. We're going to consult with Cindy Richards, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning, she was nominated. I think, Cindy, you should have won, by the way. Who do I call about
thank
that?
You.
Who do I talk to about you not winning the Pulitzer Prize? Who do I call?
I have no idea.
Can I call the president?
Yes,
so. Yeah, let's call Pulitzer. Anyway, she's the editor-in-chief for TravelingMom.com. Isn't there a song? Ricky Nelson did a song about you.
Traveling Man.
Oh!
.com.
TravelingMom. She's been at Chicago's two major newspapers writing about travel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, let's talk about what parents do both parents usually make these decisions, or do the mothers make the decisions about taking trips with their children? I always wonder, mothers or women are making most of the decisions on spending money, so are they making these decisions too?
Well, it's true, and they plan most of the vacations and that sort of thing. But, you know, the thing about taking our kids out of school to travel is once kids are back in school, that's when the prices drop, and that's when you can afford a lot more travel. So that's why families do it. It's not because they don't want their kids to be in school. It's because they have an opportunity for a terrific trip when the kids are back in school. My thing is that travel is educational, just as being in the classroom is educational. Mm-hmm. Now, I never recommend that parents do it if their kids are struggling in school, of course. course. But if your kids are doing well, it's not probably going to hurt them if you take them out on a Friday and a Monday so you can get a four-day weekend. Or, you know, you add a little extra day to a three-day holiday. Or even, you know, if you take them out for a whole week. We took our kids. It gets harder the older they are because, you know, once they get into high school, the demands on them educationally are really tough and the classes can move pretty quick. So my kids resisted getting out of school once they were in high school and didn't want to do it anymore. But when they were in grammar school, even through middle school, my kids, you know, were bright and got good grades. And I always talked to the teachers and I always talked to the administrators. And I said, if this ever becomes a problem, let me know.
Yeah, Cindy, we've done the same thing. I have two kids, one in the first grade, one in the fifth grade, and we've always consulted with their teachers before we go. We try to get their work ahead of time so that they can do some of the work while on vacation, because it is cheaper, and it is, we do, you know, go away out of the country for Christmas or whatever it is. And so if you can get the work ahead of time, and if your kid is not falling behind already, we've found that it works out well. The only dilemma is at the end of the report card period, when we see the 5 days missing for the vacation plus a couple of days that they were sick or whatever it is, and now all of a sudden you get into a little bit of a bad thing. So if your kids get sick a lot, then you might have to take that into consideration, because they're going to be missing 10 or 12 days.
Well,
of
she said report card period. Good students, and if you're sick a lot, not likely you're going to be a good student. In a sense.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, your kid's education comes first, right? So if your kid is struggling,
well, you know, school, but the problem,
for whatever
just,
reason.
But Cindy, you said we only have a few seconds left here. One of the things you said that was most worth focus is that this is an educational opportunity. This is the same sort of thing as having school on Columbus Day, let's say, or Veterans Day, when you can actually learn and focus on why it's important. We have many areas of our country that are historically extraordinarily significant.
We took our kids to the Panama Canal one year.
Yeah.
Took them out of school.
Absolutely. That's
right.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And you get them to write a paper about it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you get the kids to do a little research ahead of time, and they decide part of what you should be doing.
Mm.
It can be and it's always a great family bonding experience, right?
All right. So at Traveling Mom, at TravelingMom.com, hello, Doug, try that again. TravelingMom.com, do you suggest places to go to buy these trips? Are there things you have to put together? Are there tours put together that's all-inclusive? How do you do this?
There is anything you want to do as a family. You can do budget trips that, you know, you go and stay with relatives and do the history things in their neighborhood. Everything up to, you know, luxury all-inclusive trips that you can take and have. I just talked with a guy who took his kids and they did Peru.
All right. So go to TravelingMom.com and to check out the opportunity. Cindy Richards here on Good Day.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.